Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you. Live your life in the reality of His power and be all His Word says you can be.
Story of the 10 lepers, a very famous story in scriptures, not new to us. Everyone knows it. Luke 17 from verse 11. Very familiar story. Do more. It came to pass,
Jerusalem,
as he went through Jerusalem,
that he passed through the midst of
Samaria
and Galilee.
You see, Jesus is always passing through. Jesus is always passing through. And that's critical. It's indicative that you would not have him there forever. And that's why you have to take advantage the most of every encounter. You have to take the most of every visitation. Because it's a visitation. The Lord habitates with you because you are his child. The Bible says the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And that's one way to keep him there, is to keep on praising. Because usually it's always a visitation. What turns a visitation to an habitation is the atmosphere of praise. Because God inhabits the praises of his people. So Jesus passes through. Passes through. The Bible says he had to pass through Samaria. Continue. What does it say next? Duma needs the mic, yes.
There met him ten lepers.
Yes.
Which stood afar off.
You see, they stood afar off. Why did they stay afar off? Because they are lepers. Lepers are not allowed to come close. Lepers are not allowed to come close because of their condition. And their people today, their condition has determined their location. And where you are is because of what you are going through. The Bible says they stood afar off. Nobody wants to relate with them. I'm sure even their family members may have abandoned them because what they were going through is what nobody wants to partake of. And to come close to them is to take on the risk of taking on what's on them. And there are people like that. Keep playing what you're playing. Okay. There are people like that you don't want to relate with. You know, there are people who don't want to come close to you because of what you're going through. And the people that have stopped relating with you because somehow you're no longer in their class. I don't know if there's anybody here who, some of people that used to be your friend before are no longer your friend because of what you are going through. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. You see, don't channel your anger. When people abandon you, don't channel your anger against them. Channel your anger against what has made them abandon you. That's how to channel your anger. The Bible says they stood afar off. But the great thing about Jesus is that no matter how far you are, his hands, the Bible says, are not shut, that they cannot reach you. So the Bible says they cry out. What did they say, Dumo?
And they lifted up their voices.
They lifted up their voices.
And said,
Jesus,
Master, have mercy on us.
Have mercy on us. Have mercy. You see, there's no justification here. There's no justification here. What we are looking for is mercy. And that's why some people come to gospel and they don't get anything. Because they come with justification. I fast 2 times a week. I should be blessed. I pay my tithes. I should be blessed. That senior brother said to the father, I stayed with you all this while. I should get a little goat. It's my rights. And I said, they don't get anything. Because they came without entitlement attitude. That I do this, I attend church, I'm a worker. I'm that. And that's why I see people that don't get healed. When I see people that don't get healed, when they start talking, I know why they are not healed. They say, Pastor, why am I not healed? I ask them, why? He said, Pastor, I'm a worker in my church. Why am I not healed? Pastor, I pay my tithes. Why am I not healed? I sow seed. I do that. I do this. I said to you that the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is not tithe. That what you are going through is an affliction of Satan, and your tithe is not the guarantee. It's the blood of Jesus that paid the price for your sins. It's a privilege to pay your tithe to God. But your tithe is not the reason why you are saved. So I don't come to God with an entitlement. I pay my tithe. I pay my offering. But I latching on the blood of Jesus that was shed for me on the cross of Calvary. Have mercy, they said. And what did he say back to them? What did he say?
And when he saw them,
he said unto them,
Go show yourself unto the priest.
When he said, have mercy, he didn't say, do you pray every day? He didn't say, did you observe your quiet time this morning? He didn't say, are you a virgin? Mercy cancels judgment. Mercy delivers unto you the miracle you don't deserve. So then he has them. Were you in church yesterday? Mercy asks no question. Mercy delivers mercy. Have mercy, he said. That's why some people don't get anything. Because they come to church thinking that they own and they deserve what they are looking for. We all are subjects and recipients of his mercy. Nobody deserves anything. Nobody. The Bible says all have sinned and done what? Falling short of it. Everybody, including the Pope. Everybody has sinned and fallen short. We fell short, all of us. Nobody deserves it. If somebody comes into this place and says, look, today you guys are in soup. Anybody here that can jump and his hand touches this light is the only person I'm going to let go free. Every other person, I'm going to gun you down. Do you know all of us are already done for? Everybody, all of us. If he says it's only the person that's able to touch this light and jumps and touch this light, is the person I am going to let go free. Oh yeah, everybody starts. By reason of nature, some people are very short. They are down to earth. Those people, by nature, they begin to feel disqualified. And some people are very tall. Someone like Dara. Dara, how many feet are you? He's 6'2". Is anybody taller than that? I know that is here. That is very tall. How tall are you? What's your height? 6 feet. You are about the tallest person here. 6'4". So he can come down and say, well, I'm 6'4". Praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. And then he jumps. And by nature of his height, he's able to jump higher than everybody. But he's not able to jump to the point of qualification. So no matter how hard we try, all of us are falling short. Even now says, but at least I jumped higher than everybody. He says, I'm not looking for a person that jumped higher than everybody. I'm looking for the person who jumps and touches. The qualification is to touch. That's why the Bible says all of us, our righteousness are like filthy rags. None of us can match up. Not our prayer lives, not our fasting lives, not our study lives. Not anything we'll do that would make us qualify. No matter how tall, we all are falling short of the glory of God. So they cried out for mercy. Mercy, Lord, mercy. Not my fasting, but mercy. I fast, but not my fasting. I pray, but not my prayer. Lord, mercy. He says, go show yourself to the priest. Because it's always an instruction before a miracle. What you call a miracle is an obedience to an instruction. I'm going to get in John chapter 2. Every miracle is a response to an instruction. Some people don't want to listen to any instruction. You just want a miracle. And there's nobody that God gives a miracle without an instruction. There are children of God that don't want to hear anything. But your miracle is right behind your response to an instruction. What you are looking for is hanging and attached to your obedience to an instruction. When last did you obey God? Maybe I should track back a little. When last did you even hear an instruction from God? The man was blind in his eyes. The Bible says he was blind from birth. John chapter 9. The disciple says, "Ah, master, who sinned that this man was born blind? Is it him that sinned or his parents that sinned that he was born blind?" And Jesus Christ says, "No. It was like this so that the glory of God might be manifest." And he took a clay, spat on it, and put a clay in his eyes. And said, "Go do what? Go wash." Somebody say, "Go wash." In the pool of Siloam. Abba. Why send him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam? If you want to heal him now. You know, sometimes you think that God does not want to help you. God, if you want to help me, help me. Why are you asking me too many questions? I've been here looking for helper. My helper, oh. Every day. God, help me. He said, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." Sometimes we think God is being difficult. Even me, when I was reading the Bible, I said, "Jesus, Abba, Abba, nah. This man is blind now. Nah. How is he going to get to the pool of Siloam?" And he was even blind from birth. Does he know the pool of Siloam? And Jesus said to me, "Son," I said, "Yes, Lord. If he's serious about getting his miracle, he will ask for the pool of Siloam. How did he get here from his house?" If you are serious about getting your miracle, you will listen for an instruction for it. The woman came and said, "Master, my sons have been taken away because my husband borrowed debt." He said, "Go borrow vessels. Borrow not a few. Lock yourself in the house and begin to pour out the oil." You see, there's an instruction preceding every miracle. What is delaying your miracle is your tendency not to want to listen to an instruction. Tell me, say, neighbor. Listen. He says, "Go show yourself to the priest." They said, "Have mercy." He said, "Go show yourself to the priest." Sometimes the instruction even have no bearing with what you are looking for. No bearing. The instruction does not even look like. It doesn't have any connection with what you're asking God for. You're asking God for money. He said, "Give." Very contrary instruction. We say, "Let us finish this. You are even pouring more into it." I say, "I'm looking for money." Every common sense says, save for rainy day. Boy, it's raining every day. And he says, "Give. Sow a seed." "Ah, master, I don't have." He just says, "Sow a seed." Sometimes instructions are contrary to your circumstance. That man came to meet Elisha. He's the king of Israel. And Elisha was getting old and about to die. The visitations of God does not last forever. Sometimes what you have today will go. That's why you must make the most. My wife and I were talking yesterday about all the things we used to do on campus. I said, "Kai, we did not understand those days. How I wish I was back on campus." We didn't understand the power of single living. Car, you don't understand. There are people that they are single, they are rushing to get married. He's doing them kiss, and it's sex. All that kiss, what's it? Sex and uniform. That's it. They want someone that they wear the same thing. That's their problem. They are looking forward to pajamas, Christmas pajamas. they are looking. Is a driving force. You don't understand what you have now. We said yesterday, we lost out on those opportunities. Just listen to those music in those days, the songs that we sang, the hours that we spent, the time that we had in our hands. Oh, we had so much free time. So much free time. We could have been anything. Do you know that I learned how to paint on campus? I could have been studying music, studying fine arts, studying law, and studying architecture. And then doing Java. And be learning Italian. I'm telling you. We had so much time on our hands. Now, Jesus, I can't even, to cut out 2 hours to pray is a lot of sacrifice. I have to go away. There are times I have to switch off my phone and go away. Because my baby will be shouting. Sometimes I have to hide in the toilet. I say, Lord, if you know how to anoint anybody, then you must know how to anoint me with this girl's shout. Because this girl's going to keep quiet. She says, look for a closet. I'm in my toilet. Everybody needs your attention. Pastor this, pastor that. I don't have the time I used to have anymore. What you have with you now is so important. Don't let it slide. Don't be too eager for the next season. Maximize your moments. You're not going to have it forever. Trust me. Trust me. What is doing you kiss now? You eat it, you'll be tired. I'm telling you the truth. I'm talking from experience. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. We used to trek from campus, Dara. Our campus then, to road, we call it Road 1. Campus gate. It takes 1.5 hours to trek to Road 1 and come back. 1.5 hours to trek to Road 1. We call it Road 1. So, if you're a fast walker, you can go maybe 1 hour, 50 minutes. When I went with the entire choir, about 300 people, over 300, we spent 3 hours. Because it was a crowd. So, when we trek, as you are coming, 3 a.m. in the morning, you see somebody coming back. As you are going 4 a.m. back, you see another set coming. 5 a.m. God, I miss those days. Even if you don't want to pray, you will hear Jaguno's voice at the back of the desert. In from your sleep, somebody say, are you not a Christian? Look at your colleague. What are you doing with your life? You would hear the voice of your friends as they prayed before their father. I miss those moments. What you have now will not be for you forever. So the king ran. Bring it down, team. The king ran to meet Elisha. The Bible says Elisha was sick. Bring it down, team. Elisha was sick. The Bible says the sickness that will lead to his death. And yeah, the king was faced with an army. Army besieged Israel. And in those days, the kings had respect for the prophet. Not in these days that prophet have merchandised the anointing. And we have prophets living in the house of kings as personal prophets, prophesying for money under the paid employment of the king. Yeah, there are prophets today in our country who are under the employment of presidential aspirants who wake up every morning and tell him the mind of God every morning. And they are being paid for it. Rubbish! In those days, the kings had, they knew that the prophet does not go to see the king. The king comes to see the prophet. And I was invited to see one king in this town. I went there with my friends. I went there with Buchi, about two of them. When we got there, magnificent place. Big compound in Metama. Solid facility. We walked in. Oh, it was so beautiful. As we walked in there, we sat down. And it was time for me to share the word. And I shared the word that the Lord put in my mouth that morning. And there were other prophets who were there. And the prophets would prophesy and prophesy and prophesy. Thus says the Lord. I said, what? When I was done with my word, picked my Bible, I said, Pastor, we'd like to have you again next week. I told Bucci then, we're never coming back here. Never. It's been almost 8 months now. We never went back there. Because I cannot be a prophet under your paid employment. I have my employer and he pays me well. Pays me well. But the prophets are there. There are some prophets prophesying to Tinubu right now. I'm telling you the truth. There are prophets prophesying to Atiku, telling him that he's the mind of God for our nation. There are people like that. There are people that pray for the opening prayers of their campaign meetings and tell them prophecies. Rubbish. Jaggots. All of them. All of them. All the bunch of them. God doesn't get paid for prophecies. That man came to meet Peter. He said, let me give you money so that everyone I lay my hands on gets baptized. He said, may you perish with your money. Perish with your money. And that's why their hearts are hardened. Their conscience are hardened. That's why they are wicked leaders in this country. Because they are paying tithe to some prophets, thinking they are bribed away God's judgment. They're paying tithe to some churches, paying tithe to some pastors, and they are being wicked to the people, but they pay tithe and they are wicked. God doesn't take tithe from wicked people. People who can give money, that's stolen money, money meant for roads, money meant for spittles, money meant for steal it and then pay tithe. Don't pay tithe from the money you stole. Don't pay tithe from the money you got from Olosho. God doesn't take money. I'm saying, don't pay tithe. If you cannot live for God, then don't give him anything. Don't give him anything. If you will not give him your heart, don't give him your money. God doesn't do that. So the prophet said, what do I do for you, king? He said, oh, king, the Aram are outside. How do I get delivered? And Elisha peeped. Said, open the window. Someone said, open the window. So he opened the window and he saw the army of the Aram besieged Israel. He said, my father, what do I do? He said, take the arrow. Someone say, arrow over Aram. And he took the arrow. He said, strike the arrow on the ground. Ah. So he struck it 3 times and went. And I said, ah, why do you stop? He said, I struck it. He said, ah, you should have struck it like 5 or 6 times. You would have been able to overcome Aram 5 or 6 times and overcome them forever. Say, but now because you struck it 3 times, you're only going to overcome them 3 times. And they will come and overwhelm your nation. Because sometimes instruction does not match the circumstance. Anybody can obey any instruction if they can find the connection between the instruction and their circumstance. Anybody can understand and follow any instruction if there's a connection between God, what God is telling you to do and what you are going through. But sometimes it has to do something very far away. Doesn't make sense. So he says, go show yourself. Go show yourself to the priest, he said. Go show yourself to the priest. And the Bible says, as they went. Someone say, as they went. So they say, as they went. The Bible says, they saw that they were cleansed. As they do what? As they obeyed instructions. You are not cleansed before the instruction. You are cleansed as you obey the instruction. God may not come before the condition. But as you step in faith, you will see him. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego did not see the fourth man in the fire. They didn't see him at the gate of the fire. But as they got into the fire, they saw him there. Sometimes you don't have a standby God waiting for you to get to see. You have a stand-in God waiting for you right in that circumstance. Sometimes it's until you step in. How do I finish my admission? How do I pay my school fees? You step in first. Step in first and see God. Someone say, step it, see God. Tell them, say, neighbor, step in, see God. Sometimes, you know, how do I go on with my business? You start first. How do we go? Start first. How do we pay? Start first. How do we manage? Start first. As they went, they were cleansed. We're going to start this church in 2019. We had used all our money to buy a keyboard and instrument and drums. We didn't have drummer. No drummer, but we have drums. No keyboard, but we have keyboard. No keyboarder or keyboard, but we have keyboard. And we used our last money. I remember that day, we paid 100,000. The facility used to collect 25,000 per service. 25,000. 25K per meeting. So we paid 100K for 4 weeks. So we're going to start a church with only 4 weeks payment. So this is a 4 weeks church. And we called everybody. Come! The move of God has started. God's going to work for only 4 weeks. Arise with us as we move now. We see a giant, a generation. We see this, we see that, we say, hey! And what we have was 4 weeks. We went and did video. Friends, this is a special invitation to you. In the name, we come to you bearing good news. In the name of Jesus, on March 10, 2019, we are going to be establishing a new church, Supernatural Life Church. Are you tired of the usual? Are you tired of the routine? Are you tired of religion? Come and see God as we raise a church of young people whose hearts are burning for God. Join us on 4 weeks. 4 weeks. That was all we had. Inaugural service. All friends and family members came, and you know, people came to celebrate with us. Our friends, they didn't want to fall our hand. Everywhere was jam-packed. Until the next week, when everybody had gone back to their churches, and now they made us and our character. It made us and our behavior. Oh man, the whole church shrunk into about 8-10. My God. But let us say, Father, we thank you for these 10 people. This is a great church. Don't forget, this is the second week. That means we have more 2 weeks. Father, in the name, bless the 10 people. Continued. Third. Fourth. Someone say as they went. Say it again. Say as they went. Before the end of that month, 100K showed up. We paid it again. Extra 4 weeks. We renew the call. we renew the vision. 4 weeks, tenor. Hallelujah. Someone say as they went. As they went. So we kept waiting. We were waiting. We were waiting like that. We went into the third week, fourth week, fifth week, sixth week. Close to the eighth week. Somebody said, Pastor. Somebody said, Pastor. Say, somebody said, Pastor. Pastor, would you please give me the privilege? Someone said, privilege. Say, give me the privilege of paying $100,000 every month. Somebody came. Somebody came and said that. I said, help yourself. What are you waiting for? Someone said, as they went. If I was waiting for that person to come and meet me in my room before I started, I would never see him. I saw that person for the first time in our inaugural service. For the first time. Because when he sent the ravens, he said to Elijah, go to the brook of Cherith. I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. You see, your consignment is waiting for you at the place of your assignment. The challenge is that you're waiting here, wanting to see it first before you move. As they went, he said. As they went, they were cleansed. And when they looked that they were cleansed, one of them said, help me do more. Can you rush to that verse? One of them,
that he was healed.
When he saw that he was healed,
turned back.
Somebody said with a loud voice. You see, your thanksgiving must be as loud as your prayer points. The challenge is that some people, when they come to God to pray, Father, they cry, Jesus, help me, if you can only help me this last time. I will never hear again. Because you have missed your period. Jesus, help me. This is the last time.
And you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
If you can just help me. If this man can just pass away.
If I could just see this thing again. I would have done it.
Their prayers are loud. But when God does things for them, their thanksgiving is brief. He said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And even in their thanksgiving, somewhere behind their mind, they think it's because they know how to do it. And so their thanksgiving is just a formality. He said, but after all, I can draft Excel sheets. You know, God, we put our best into that proposal. You know what we did? We worked all night. You know what he did now? You know, Alpha, you're there putting the pitch together, the presentation, and the board meetings. You know, it took a lot of time, you know. I mean, brain work and brainstorming left and right, you know, calls and video calls and Zoom calls just to be able to put a proper, robust presentation before the board. And now we have an international contract. I mean, thank you, Jesus, but thank me too. I thank me. And so their thanksgiving is just a shadow of their feelings of entitlement, because even the brain you claim you have was given to you by the God that did it. You came out with an A. You came out with a first class. God did it. God did it. I know you read all night, but God did it. You could have read all night and run mad, but God did it. There are people that read and run mad. Yeah. You could have read and your village will fire you arrow. Yeah, let's see what you read now. But God, someone say God did it. Say God did it. Say only God did this. Yeah. Only God. Only God did. Only God did it. There are people who married as virgins and didn't have child. Never fornicated before. And they didn't have children. But look at you. Someone said God did it. The Bible says he cried with a loud voice. You see, this Thanksgiving today is just an introduction. Our annual Thanksgiving is on the 18th of December. This is our monthly Thanksgiving. You see, we are thanking God for the month of November as we enter the month. Our Thanksgiving for 2022 as a year is on the 18th of December. You see, we are going to cry with a loud voice. You're not going to reserve your Thanksgiving. You're going to give it as with the same intensity or even more than you even prayed when you needed what you were looking for. Help me do more. What does it say?
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed,
yes,
turned back. And with a loud voice.
With a loud voice.
Glorified God.
Fell on his face. You see, worship as a posture. Worship as a posture. There are people who are worshiping God with their hands in their pockets. There are people who are worshiping God checking the last update on Twitter. He said he fell on his face. He fell on his face. And worship God. Then what did Jesus say?
And Jesus answering said,
what?
Were there not 10 cleansed?
Yes.
But where are the 9?
When he came to meet Jesus, Jesus did not say, don't mention. He didn't say, oh, that's nothing. He didn't say, no. No, it's just, you know, it's just God. You know, we will help you. I said, no, don't mention. But you don't thank them first. Your uncle pay your school fees. You go and say, uncle, thank you. He said, no, don't mention. Well, if you're born, you wear. Don't mention. If you know that it's your father that born you, don't mention. deny. So number one, thanksgiving is a debt you owe God. It's a debt you owe God. Look at what he did for us on Friday. Look at this place. Ah, if you didn't come from the spirit, you don't know what God did. You missed. You missed. Charged. If they brought a dead person here, could have risen up. Charged. The place was charged. I was not seeing you. I was seeing glory. It was charged. From the beginning to the end. Charged. It's a debt you owe God. That you are alive is a debt you are eternally indebted to give God thanks. Whether you have eaten this morning or not. Whether there is even food to go and eat or not. You know, because you may not have eaten, but you are going to eat. And you may not have eaten, and you are not going to eat. Bible says, let all things that have what? Bread. Do what? Praise everything. Not everything that has a baby. Not everything that has a house. Not everything that has a car. Not everything that has a job. Not everything that has a visa. Everything that has bread is indebted to give God thanks. It's a debt. It's a debt. It's a debt. It's a debt. What do you do with your debt? You pay it. It's a debt you owe God. We have to understand this. And people are not grateful. People are too entitled. Entitled. You know the guy that used to give us this screen? We rent this screen. He's not our own. We rent this screen 150,000 every Sunday. Every Sunday. Every Sunday we have to pay 150K for this screen. So that you people can read the Bible. Your reading the Bible is costing us so much. One, and that's why we started saying people should give to us the screen. Somebody wanted to give us his own screen, two screens. He was going to give us a 14 million, which is a very fair price. I mean, if I see 14 million now, I'm going to pay for that screen this afternoon. Because it's costing us so much. We've paid almost 7 million since January or more renting these screens. I'm telling the fact. If you had that 7 million bulk, we would have paid for our own screen. And so, we have been renting this screen from him from April. He has never given me thanks. He has never given us a thanks as a church. Are you following my point? So for a wind of the spirit, I spoke to a friend of mine who I have known since we started this church, who does this screen businesses too. Chinedu is a man. You must have heard me say Chinedu is a large-hearted guy. He was here all through the time. Chinedu is a friend, like a covenant friend. So I said, give me 7 screens. We have not even paid him. He brought it here. He said how the stage was looking. Set everywhere. This guy that has been renting us 2 screens every since April told me yesterday that I should go and be meeting that person that gave us this screen. To give us. I was angry. And I'm saying this because his boys are here. I wonder if we can tell you. I was angry. I said, for heaven's sake, I have not even collected screen from Chinedu this year. I've paid you every week from April. Every week. How much are we even paying? We have not even paid it. How can you be so entitled? How can people be so entitled? You came here breathing oxygen, you did not pay, and you raise up your nose and you got a gun. Nose that's not even your own. You raise and you use your mouth. That is not, you not even clear the mouth. You use your mouth and your teeth to say God has done nothing with the mouth that God gave you. Car. People are too entitled. Car. If I were God, I would just be cranking people's heads like this. I'm telling you. Thank God I'm not God.
You just see people's head cranking as they're going. Cramp, cramp. That's me. That's me. Cranking their head. Ungrateful bunch. Ungrateful bunch of people. You went out every day. Do you know to go out in Nigeria and come back? Is a testimony? To just come out like this. And go back inside. Slavery can meet you. I'm telling the facts. In this country. In this country. Kidnapping. What remains for kidnapping that you just take their documents to CSE and register it as a business? That's this one is a Nigerian kidnapping organization. Has been almost formalized and legalized in our country. Kidnapping has almost become a recognized business venture. And even the police will tell you that, have they asked for anything? Will you be able to raise it? Because even the DPO has been kidnapped. You now went out every day since January. And you came back. See you. How much do you have for ransom? And you open your mouth and say, God has done nothing. And why do you say that? Because you could not afford Bone Street. Because your friend that were in the university together, you guys now went for reunion. And those reunions are nonsense. People want to use opportunity to intimidate their colleagues and see who has made progress in life. And because your friend that used to teach book has come with a BMW, you that were grateful before, suddenly every attitude of gratitude disappeared because your friend came with a second-hand BMW that he just even changed the engine because the engine was shutting oil. And he perfumed it and told Shino, the painter, to quickly polish it. So it was looking new. And he brought it. And because of that useless thing, you lost gratitude. And you opened out your mouth and said, God, when? Why? When? It's a debt you owe. It's a debt you owe. You owe God thanks. It's not a privilege. It's a debt you owe God. You don't deserve anything. You don't even deserve to be born. Did you burn yourself? Your life is a gift. Someone said, me too, I'll be hungry. Why did they burn me? They didn't ask my consent. Just burn me to this world. I never see your parents for burning without your consent. They didn't ask me, will you like to be born? See me now. They burn me for you. And I say, your future is in your hands. It's a debt you owe God. Look at what he did for us. It's a debt. You know, I can't complain about this church. Why is this church going like this? I'm an addicted thanksgiver. Ah, God. Jesus. You see, if you drive with me, you hear, thank you, Jesus. Has anybody driven me before? You hear, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you. Harsh. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. You know, before, my family member used to answer. What is it? Father, they answer, thank you, Jesus. Father, but now they are tired. They just stop. Father, because you have to answer, thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I mean, I don't even know I'm doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. I'll just remember, this is not spoiled. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This would have been thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That brother just has dents. Did he die? No. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That person was just, he just had a ghastly experience. Did he die? No. Thank you, Jesus. Because no matter what you are going through, if they show you what Satan planned for you, if they show you what Satan was intending for you, oh God, that you did not die, he's paining him. You should have crossed his head. And God brought you through all that thing. Thank you. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That you're still alive. It's a debt. It's a debt you owe God. When the pastor called, he said, God told him, said, I miss David. Said, God told him, said, I miss David. Said, God told him when he was praying, said, I miss David. Look at the Psalms. Look at the Psalms. One man, even if you're God, look at Psalms. Look at what David wrote to God. In the midst of want and lack, his soul being disturbed, he was living in the forest. Saul was looking for him. He had to say, oh God, to you will I lift up my hands. I will lift up my hands to the hills. He was writing and writing and writing and writing and writing. So if you cannot give God thanks, talk a little of write God thanks. To go to, after saying it, then to now take Bible and begin to write your thanksgiving. And write Psalm 1, Psalm 2, Psalm 3, Psalm 4, Psalm 5, Psalm 6, Psalm 7, Psalm 8. Writing thanks, writing thanks, write. Today, we have over 119 thanks from David. God said, I miss David. David had a son from Bathsheba, a son that he got from adultery. God said, the son fell sick. And David began to pray and began to fast and say, God, please, I'm the one that sinned. Don't kill this boy. Don't let this boy die. Don't let this boy die. David stand before God. He did not eat for 3 days. He did not drink water. He God said, no. I'm going to kill that boy. He's going to die. He's going to die. David said, God. Nathan said, never. This boy is going to die. God, David said, please. Lord, please. Don't let this boy die. And the boy died. The servants were very afraid. They didn't know how to come and tell him that the boy had died. He now saw them. He said, what happened? You tell him. Now say, is it me that first see it? Is it not me that first see the boy? You to tell him. Because they think that anybody that tell him, they can just say, give me my javelin. This bearer of evil news, shah, your soul shall be taken from thee this moment. This moment. Because somebody had not eat, had not drink all these days, and the boy was still alive. Now that the boy has died, what are you going to tell him? The moment they said the boy has died, David lifted up his hands and said, Father, to you alone be all the glory. From you he came, to you he has returned. He washed his face, took bread, went into the temple, and began to dance before God. God said, Kai, open the channel, send them Solomon, send them Solomon, send them Solomon, send them. Because when you give thanks over the things that you lost, it is quickly restored. Quickly restored. I don't sit down with pastors that always complain to you. You can never see me complain about this church. When we were 10, if you see me dance, when we were 15, I danced. I served God. I celebrated. Money or no money, we celebrated. Sometimes we didn't even know how to pay our rent. We didn't even have money to pay our rent. We danced like that. We danced like that. Give God thanks. It is a debt you owe. Number two, anything you get, thank God for, is perfected. So the other nine, bring it out, Tim. The other nine, I have to run out of my time, so. The other nine, do you know that through to God who made me? Through to God who made me. I want to tell you one secret now. Are you ready to hear it? Through to God who made me. I've not even touched myself. I'm telling you. You see, this Thanksgiving was an introduction. I'm telling you. Chibi, you are going to bring what I want to preach. Where is it? There was a vessel. I was supposed to preach on how to capture the encounter. And I've sent them to go and help me bring a vessel that I will use as an illustration. I'm telling you. Even this Thanksgiving, that is an introduction. I wanted to say 4 points. I only say one. Oh God. But you know, I have seen over 80 years to preach the gospel. I could preach every day of my life. So I'm not in a hurry to preach my last message today. So, how many of you are not going to serve God again? After this is your last day of serving God. And you're not hearing this sermon. This is your last sermon. So if this is not my last sermon I'm going to preach, and this is not the last sermon you want to hear, so that means we still have a lot more opportunities to hear from the Lord. Isn't that true? Praise the Lord! Anything you thank God for will be perfected. Thank you for that eyebrow. You perfect it. Thank you. You perfect it. Thank you, you perfect it. That man came back. He says, go. Your faith has made you old. So he called thanksgiving faith. Because when the guy came back, even though he has been cleansed, his fingers were still like this. See, the God has started a good work. Can't he finish it? So even though his fingers are still like this, you are looking for your job, but you have found a POS job. Your finger is still like this. See, until God give me work in share, I will not give him thanks. But the man turned back with his fingers like this. And give God thanks. Father, I thank you. Jesus says, behold. His fingers straightened out. Others went back, even though they were cleansed, but deformed. He came back cleansed and reformed. You get the point? Anything you thank God for, thank him for that job that you have. There are many of your mates that don't have job. I'm telling you the truth. Do you know that there are many of my pastor friends who have been pastoring for over 6 years and they don't have this? I'm telling you the truth. Sunday came and they saw what happened on Friday. They said, Kai. Say, man of God, we celebrate the grace of God. The people, all of those guest ministers that came to preach, minister, all of them had me pray for them. All of them. All of them. Manus, my friend, had me pray for him. Caleb David knelt down here. He said, pray for me. Pray for me. When I went to see Yinka and Sumisola, both of them knelt down. I said, man of God, pray for us. Pray. I don't sit down with people that grumble and murmur. I don't. I give God thanks. And that is why forever this church will be multiplying. Because God inhabits the what? Praises. When you praise him for that salary, it comes into it. Comes into it. Just give God thanks for me. Since I've been preaching this church, I've never fallen before. I give God thanks. Some of my mates are falling. Why they were preaching. But the Lord has sustained me. He that sustained me yesterday, sustained me today, will do what? Sustain me for me. Are you following me? He will perfect it. I know the year is running to an end and a lot of people are beginning to feel very, you know, thinking, I did not marry this year. My friend, I've gone to Canada. My bestie. We started this processing together. Even I was one that even put her through some of the process. I didn't even know what to do next. It was even my contacts in the embassy that we contacted. I said, but now she has traveled. I'm see me here. See you here, you are still alive. See you here. And there's no limit to the possibility of a man that is still alive. There's no limit. There's no limit. There's nothing. Nothing can stop the possibility of his life. Because he's still alive. Bible says, so him that is joined to his living, there's hope. There's hope. So when you bless God for it, he will perfect. Stop complaining about everything. Israelites complain. Ah! One day God said, I'm going to kill these people here. He said, Moses, clear out! He said, don't worry, Moses. I'm going to raise a new generation from you. But you see these people? Just give me a small chance now. I want to. Moses said, no, it's true. I said, God, kill me first. Kill me. Kill me. Kill me. Before you can kill them, you must kill me. Kill me. Because he, let me. So, when God saw that, you know, God went to start killing them from the back. I'm telling you. So, Moses had to divide company. I said, Aaron, you go and stand in that place. Go and stop the Lord. Say, let me kill them. But says, neither murmur ye as they murmur, and they were destroyed by the destroyer. I can never see that kind of people before in my life. Since they bombed me. How can you see somebody part Red Sea? You know that if that's why you must take care of your encounters. You see what happened on Friday? You think you'll never forget. If you don't take care of it, you forget. If you don't take care of it, if you don't write it down and begin to meditate upon it, that's why everything that God told me and did for me, I used to write it down. can somebody forget that God parted the Red Sea? How can somebody forget that kind of thing? You would think that, hey, these people, they will, even if they don't eat, whatever, they're going to be giving God thanks. God parted Red Sea. The Red Sea became wall. Wall. And they walked, the Bible says, on dry ground. It meant that the land was not even marshy ground. It was dry. Every drop of water was in that wall. Dry ground. And they were seeing sharks like this. And they walked in the midst of water before their eyes. And they saw the Egyptians trying to follow them. And God removed the chariots, the tires from their chariots, and locked them in the ground. I said, Moses, stretch your rod. And before their eyes, they saw the rivers come back. And they murmured because they did not see goat meat. You see, if I were God, they told God that even though, but we have not eaten now. You part Red Sea, but we have not eaten. Foodie. Say, but you don't remember that ginger, that garlic, that kletopanio, that Egyptian woman, bring come. I miss that ginger. God said, okay, don't worry. Let me give them manna. Every morning, God will send angels. Yeah, go and give them manna. Every morning. Food they did not work for. Oxygen you did not pay for. Every morning, God's giving you oxygen. You know, you're very different from Israelite. You know, like you're really different. I'm just saying. Oxygen, every day. Food, they say, This food says, somebody is even irritating somebody already. Every day, rice, indomie, every day, massa, every day, yum, beans, every day, rice, every day, gari, every day. That was what you were doing. Thanking. They never thanked him once for that manna. Do you know why they ate manna for 40 years? Do you know why they ate manna for 40 years? They didn't thank him for it. Anything you don't thank God for, it will remain like that. Anything you don't thank God for, that's what we'll be eating. Since you cannot thank God, it got mama Jenny. That's what we'll be eating. Since you cannot thank God, if it was mama Shisheni, 30 kilo mama ba. Since you cannot thank God for that job, that's what you will be having. They ate it for 40 years. If you want anything to change, thank the one you have. Thank God for the one you have. Number two, and I end with this, because I did not even reach my sermon. But number three, anything you thank God for multiplies. Anything you thank God for multiplies. Jesus said, let them sit down. We need to give these people food. And he said, Master, all we have is what? 5 bread and 2 fishes. So bring them. They gave it to him. What did Jesus Christ do? He said, lift it up. I said, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. And what was not enough became more than enough. He thanked God for that. I thank you for this. It may be little, but I thank you for it. It may not be what my friends have. I thank God for it. You may be living just after a door inside that corner. But thank God for it. You may have a house. You know, there are some names are here now, but I didn't even know that kind of names are there. So is that place here? Say, yes, it's there. Say, that's where we're living. Say, Father, it may be... It may not look presentable, but we thank God for it. My friend may be snapping snapshots in their house with POP and lights. I say, anyone for video call? VC anymore. But you, they don't burn you well. So do that. But can you thank God for what you have? That's what you have. What God has done for them, He has done for them. What He has done for you, He has done for you. That's what you have. You didn't have to steal to get it. You didn't have to break a place to get it. This is your own. It's a fruit of God's blessing on your life. That's what He gave to you. Sometimes I see some of my friends, you know, brandishing things on Instagram and doing that and saying that. I say, well, thank God for your life, for what God has done for you. He has done for you what He has done for me. He has done for me. And I'm super grateful to God for what He has done for me. It may not be as beautiful as yours, but it's my own. It's my own. My own. And God has done it for me. God has done it for me. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for that cloth that you have. It may be one trouser, but thank Him for it. Wash it, iron it, wear it, and give Him thanks. It may be one. Thank Him for it. I'm telling the truth. You that you are here today, God will surprise you. Ah, by the time you look back to these days, you would say, Father, see how far you have brought me. Then you sing that song, see what the Lord has done. Oh, see what we waited for has come. See what the Lord. Sing it again. Will you see what the Lord? See what the Lord? What we pray for, what we pray. So after service on Friday, I went to my house and I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. You spoke to me. You told me, I'm going to send two angels to go with you. He said to me, I said, Father, you know, I said, no, son. Today I'm going to send two angels to go with you. And when we get to office, church office on Monday, me and the staff will go on our knees again and we'll lift our hands. Other people may have church that is big and they have chandelier and they have lights and they have smoke and they have all those things and they are everywhere. And I thank God for that. But what God has done for us, He has done for us. I thank God for what He's done for them. I celebrate them. I'm grateful to God and I, you know, bless the grace of God on their lives. But what He has done for me, He has done for me. Rise on your feet. Lift your hands and give Him thanks. Kabra de shande voskaya. Embambo kobarada shade de diataya. Kerababa baba shambe ketelekebaya. Membro ko filiki filiakaya. Karadiba shembro ko sitaya. Eka mamba, mambo, mamba, shate, mamba, mangla, shketaya. Thank Him for what He's done for you. Thank Him for what He's done for you. Thank Him for what He's done for you. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Father, thank Him for life. Thank Him for life. Thank Him for life. Thank Him for the blessing you have. Thank Him for the blessing on your life. Thank Him. Father, we thank You. You may not have everything you want, but thank Him for that which He has blessed you. With Lord, we thank. Lord, we thank. Kebarada bashaya. Membro koskebarada bata.
Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank him. Thank you. I want you to be thoughtful. Give thanks intentionally. Give thanks thoughtfully. Give thanks. Think, then give him thanks. Think and 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 give him thanks. Hey, Baradaba Shambrataya. See you all, Lord. Karabaka Sheta Labahaya. I'm going to give you 2 more minutes. With everything in your heart, every gratitude, give him thanks. He's the one that brought you where you are. He's the one that gave you that business. It may not have exploded. It may not have grown anywhere. But look at you. It can pay your bills. It can pay your bills. It can put food on your table. It can put clothes over your nakedness. Thank him. You may not have a shop. You may be posting on Instagram. Posting pictures on Instagram of what you are selling. Because you don't have a shop of your own. But look at you. God still gave you clients. He gave you people that buy things from you. Give him thanks. 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 It may be small, but God gave it to you. God was the one that gave it to you. Your friend's home may be finer than your own, but that's the one God gave to you. Others don't even have anything. Others don't even have anything at all. Look at you. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Father, Father, we give you thanks. You are the one that did it. You are the one behind the breath in my nostrils. You are the one behind the beat of my heart. You are the one behind every drop of blood flowing in my veins. You are the one behind the strength of my bones. You are the one, Lord. 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 He's the one. He's the one behind the miracles. He's the one behind the testimonies. He's the one. He's the one. Somebody, somebody give him thanks. Come on. Give him thanks. 90 more seconds. Tell him. Tell him how grateful you are. Tell him. If you thank him, he will breathe upon it. He will breathe upon it. He would perfect it. He would multiply it. He will celebrate with you. Embataya. Reka. Shida. Frate. Father, we give you thanks. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Don't grumble. Don't grumble. Don't complain. Thank him for what you have. As is in everything, give God thanks. Give God thanks. In everything, give him thanks. Eba, Sheta, Mambo, Skepa, Brate, Kataya. Oh, 1 more minute. 1 more minute. With every sense of gratitude, come on. Raise your thanks. Tell him, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Your plans may not be working like you want, but your lungs are working. Your plans may not be working. Your business plan may have failed, but your heart has not failed. Business failure is not as much as heart failure. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Amba, Sheba, Mambo, Reba, Keska, Para, Jeka, Pate, Kaba, Amba, Mambaka, Reka, Shida, Debataya. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks. See what the Lord. See what the Lord. See what the Lord. Will you see what the Lord? And bam 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 brokotolobotaya. What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord. One more for the last time now. With every gratitude, see what the Lord. Ka ka shate ka mambe ko ka membrade ka ya.
Father, we say thank you. There's nothing that we have that you didn't give to us. You are the one behind everything. You are the reason for the breath in our lungs. You are the reason for the air in our nostrils. You are the reason for every beat of our heart. You are the one behind every drop that flows through our blood, our arteries and our veins. You are the one behind the strength of our bones. You are the reason why we woke up this morning. You are the reason why we can lift our hands. You are the one reason why we can talk, we can sing, we can praise. And so, Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for preserving our lives. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for protecting our family members. Every day we go out, we come back. Our children go out, they come back. Our children go to school, they come back. We ourselves go to work, we come back. You are the one behind every single blessing. And today we've come back to give you thanks. We are that one that came back. We are that one that came back. The job may be small, the money may be small, the contract may be small, the work may be small. But what you have done for us, you have done for us. And we are grateful. Therefore, we ask that you breathe upon it and perfect it.
Thank you for listening to this message. Meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SL Church NG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church. You can